Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Beverly Flaxington's here, too. Beverly is a longtime member of my brain trust. She's one of our top team-building experts, one of our HR best HR experts. She is the human behavior coach, and she's the creator of the Shift Model. She's the author of Make Your Shift, and she's also an adjunct professor at Suffolk University, and our good friend, Beverly Flaxington. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. You know, it's always my honor to be here.
It's good to have you back, as always, Bev. So tell us, help us, you're a great team-building expert. Talk to us about how to build a better team.
You know, and it's funny, this is a top-of-mind subject for me, Jim, because working with a firm right now, they have about six people, and trying to plan for their future, put people in right roles, and they had someone just resign in the middle, and he sent me just an urgent email to say, we've got to put everything on hold, you know, this was an important role, we can't do it without this person. And I was thinking, again, how critical it is, not only to think about how to build the team, how to develop the team, but also to always be thinking about, you know, the next steps if we lose someone on the team.
Mm-hmm.
So I think all those elements are key. But you want to look for a team that is not necessarily going to get along well together, because I think the challenge of the small business owner is the right people for the right roles may not be, may be very different. They may not like each other.
Mm-hmm.
But we have to really look at what are the requirements, what are the roles that we have, what do we need done, and I think then we have to hire to those roles instead of trying to create a role around someone that we have an affinity for.
Now, that's a good point, but as you know, it is important when you've got six employees in a small business, it's important that people don't have two sharp elbows with each other.
Well, and so that's really, I think, the role of the leader, because I think, Jim, if we can create enough structure in terms of where we want to go, create that vision, be clear about the kind of culture. You see, I think it's two different things. We may be very different in our styles, and so we rub each other the wrong way, but what we value and what we care about may be the same.
Right.
So if we're headed in the right direction and we care about the same things, we're going to find a way to get along. Think about spouses. I mean, we all know opposites attract in our personal lives.
Well, that's right.
Right? We're drawn to someone
we're not talking about needing everybody to sing Kumbaya all day long, but we, you know, if you can find people who are true pros and really care about their job and get to doing their job well, if they just have détente and mutual respect with the other people, that'll work, won't it?
Exactly. See, that is the key. And that's where I just would like us to kind of get away from the idea exactly that people have to be going to lunch and hanging out on weekends and singing Kumbaya and really liking each other. But they do have to come together towards the common goal.
You know, when I was an employee once, the boss came to me one time and said, I need you to do this job. Somebody told me that you were the best in the company to do this. I said, really? I said, sure, I can do that. And I said, who recommended me for this job? And he told me, and I thought to myself, he doesn't even like me. Why would he recommend me? but apparently, you know, it came up in a meeting and he said, Jim Blasingame can do that. And we didn't really even like each other.
But he had respect for your talents, didn't put his hand up and say, hey, I should be the one, but recognized that you could do it. So this is where
What was best for the company.
Yes. Yes. But see, that's the challenge. And look, those of us who run small businesses, we're busy people, and we're pulled in a lot of directions. So I don't want to be Pollyanna to say, you know, we can spend all of our time, you know, setting the vision and figuring out culture. But, I mean, Jim, if we don't do it, that's where we wind up with a whole pile of problems because people aren't rowing in the same direction. They don't know what the firm stands for. And that's where I think more difficulty arises amongst
people. Well, and again, you come, and this is what you said a minute ago, where this is so critical as the leader, as the person in the middle. If you got two people who seem to be not getting along in the on the margins, meaning out there where their personalities are, you have to say, okay, guys, I didn't hire either one of you to come here and become best friends. I hired you because you're the best at the job. Now, if you're going to be pros, I can only employ pros here. If you're going to work here, you're going to be a pro, and that means you guys don't have to love each other, but you're going to have to get along, and you're as good as they get at your job, and you're as good as they get at that at your job. You guys need to deal with that.
See, I really like, though, the way that you laid that out implies that you're not necessarily taking a side of one person.
Right.
Because this
right.
is a trap.
Because that'll drive you crazy. The hate managers, small business owners hate that.
But don't you think that a lot of people get drawn into that where, you know, let's face it, life is life, and we may have, let's say we have the five people like this guy that I got the note from, and I may like three of them more than I like the other two. So when one of those three comes and complains to me about the other two, it could be my natural inclination to think, oh, yeah, I have that same problem, or that person bugs me as well. And I think that's a trap we have to be so careful about, and I see so many of the people I work with fall into it because we have our own preferences. But I think as the leader, you do have to kind of stay objective and try to understand. And to your point, get them to work it out a little bit instead of us trying to get in the middle and fix it all the time.
That's one of the things that absolutely makes a small business owner's head explode is when they got two employees coming at them yeah-yeah-ing at each other, and you're trying to make payroll on Friday, and here's this petty, you know, eighth grade stuff coming at you. Nobody's got time for that.
Well, and don't you think, I mean, there's another piece of this too, I think, and I was thinking this the other day, honestly, with somebody on my own team that, you know, I needed something done, and I was trying to figure out who to kind of give it to, who to turn to, and it occurred to me, and I had this, you know, epiphany for myself that we do have to also get to know our employees' strengths and their limitations. Mm-hmm. And I think one of the other things, because we're busy and we need a lot done.
Beverly, hold on to that thought. I'm going to let you pick that up. And when we come back, I'm also going to get Beverly to talk to us about when do we know when it's time to hire the next person? Yes. 20 after. I'm Jim Blassie. And Beverly Flaxington is our guest. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.